Alfred and Bruff show on Sportsnet 650. We're going to do a little Masters talk coming up now. Corey Connors is out on the course now. I believe he's bogeyed his first hole at Augusta, so a tough start for the Canadian. Mike Weir and Mackenzie Hughes also in the field. No Tiger Woods. Can Dustin Johnson repeat? He already won in November. Can he repeat in April? Jordan Spieth is back, playing well again. All right, I can't do this anymore, Dom. You got to talk.
Yeah, your Jim Nance isn't... It's not a 10 out of 10.
No, that was just me. I'm not trying to be Jim Nance. What are you talking about? I would have said, hello, friends.
Okay, fair enough. But no, he's the voice, kidding. Is he not?
No, I know. Yeah. I am. I was just hurt by your comment. It is the Masters. It's Masters Thursday. It's our poll question today. How much of the Masters are you going to watch? As much as you can. Maybe you'll watch just Sunday or none at all. Most of you are saying none, which is very disappointing because I was looking forward to talking golf today. We're going to talk it anyway. Adam Stanley, golf writer, golf podcast guy, Next Round's on me. Adam, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, friends.
Yeah, my Nance wasn't...
I had to slide it in.
My Nance wasn't great. I kind of did it on the spot. I heard the music and I didn't know the music was coming. And it was either do a really bad Jim Nance impression or fall asleep on the couch like I usually do when I hear that music. This Masters, there's a lot of storylines, but I guess we should start with no Tiger Woods after his car accident recently. And then the report came out, I guess yesterday, or was it the day before, that the sole cause of the crash, according to the authorities, was speed. He was going way too fast, almost double the speed limit. But what does the Masters lose when Tiger Woods isn't there?
It's interesting because almost every other golf tournament without Tiger Woods in the field loses the it factor, loses the Tiger Woods needle moving bump. But the Masters is able to kind of hold its own. And you'd said a couple minutes ago about sort of the laundry list of storylines that we have this year. And, you know, the constant every year with the Masters is that people tune in just to watch Augusta National, just to see the golf course. You know, the players kind of play a supporting role to, you know, just how beautiful the place is, how special the place is, just how unique the whole tournament is in so far as it's, you know, a spot that everybody knows, you know, the holes on TV and there's all the back nine drama on Sunday and et cetera, et cetera. So while the tournament loses, you know, a giant like Tiger Woods, unlike every other tournament on the PGA Tour, the Masters is still the thing that, you know, people are going to tune into. They're going to watch it with or without Tiger Woods.
I love how it's back to being in April too, because it was just part of the calendar. And, you know, up in Canada for us, it's the first round of the Masters, usually coincides around the same time as the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we're not going to have the Stanley Cup playoffs until May this year, but it feels like the calendar is kind of getting back to normal with regards to golf. Looking at the storylines, in addition to Tiger Woods, is Dustin Johnson your favorite or is there some other guy that you like?
Yeah, I mean, golf is such a what have you done for me lately kind of game that, you know, Dustin Johnson hasn't played all that awesome to start this year. You know, certainly you look at his body of work over the last 12 months and it is amazing. He's world number one for a reason. You know, of course, he won the Masters just 5 months ago. Augusta National is playing totally different, and I would argue opposite of the way that it played in November when he did win. But his game is still, you know, really built nicely for this golf course. You know, he's got five straight top tens at the Masters, and that's playing the golf course in all kinds of different conditions. And then, of course, at a different time of the year last year. So Dustin is definitely one of the top contenders. Is he the favorite? No, I would have to say Jordan Spieth is probably the favorite, just because of the way that he's played so far this year, so far this calendar year. And then certainly he's coming into Augusta off the win in Texas last week, his first win on the PGA Tour in almost 4 years. And this is a guy that, you know, had the scoring record at Augusta National for a number of years. His first three times around there, he finished tied for second, and then he won, and then he finished tied for second again. So the combination of comfort and form makes Jordan Spieth, I believe, the favorite this week.
What happened to Jordan Spieth that he needed to come back? And I mean, where people are calling this a comeback right now.
Yeah. I mean, golf happened would probably be the easiest way to describe it. But yeah. You're right. I mean, he dropped, I think it was, he was number one in the world. He dropped to like 92nd, mm-hmm. I think, in the world a couple years ago. So it was a pretty significant, you know, drop. And those world rankings are just based on, like I said before about DJ, you know, a body of work. They are a points tally that come in and week out. And to go from number one to almost 100 in a matter of 18 months or so was pretty jarring. You know, he did get married, so I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you have to adjust to off the golf course, new routines, etc. Mm-hmm. But he did tell Golf Channel, you know, about a month or so ago, and he had never said this before, but he had had some bone spurs, some injuries in his wrist, and he had never told that to anybody. So there was some adjustments that needed to be made with his swing, with his action, with his follow through to compensate for that wrist injury. So now obviously he appears to be at 100%, very settled, you know, off the golf course as well. And just the ultimate in sports cliches is, you know, we're sticking to the process, certainly in golf. And Spieth did just that. He kept the same coach. He kept the same caddy, kept the whole team around him, just kept working and working and working. And now it seems to have turned around in his favor.
What's going to be more important this week? Because I'm hearing the greens are running pretty fast. The course is firm, or the greens are firm. Is it going to be a power game, or is it going to be a guy with touch around the greens?
It's going to be a second shot kind of guy and somebody who's got creativity. Obviously the long hitters are going to be even longer because the ball's going to be running out so much more, but the mm-hmm. short hitters will have a bit more of an advantage as well because their short knocks won't be as short relative to everybody else. But the key thing is going to be ball striking, and the key thing is going to be creativity around the green. The slopes around the greens are absolutely ripping. You know, guys are probably going to use putters from off the green a lot more. They're going to use the angles. They're going to bump and run. They're going to have to really lean into their creativity and their experience. So, you know, somebody who's a good ball striker, someone who's creative, somebody who's been around that golf course a lot, I think is going to end up being the one who wins this week.
What kind of name pops to mind when you say those things? I mean, I think about, for ball striking, I think about a guy like Morikawa, but I don't know if he's got the putter. Sergio has been around. He's a pretty good ball striker. What kind of names pop to mind for you there?
Yeah, I mean, Colin Morikawa is number one on tour in strokes gained, tee to green. His ball striking is the top of the world class, but he is, I think he's 180th in putting, strokes gained putting on tour this year. So mm-hmm. tough look for him. So Justin Thomas for sure is kind of the guy that I've been picking this week. I mean, you look at Justin Thomas and the way that he approaches the game, hits it very far for a guy who's pretty slight in stature. His iron play is tremendous, you know, top 15 on tour in most of the key categories. His putting has improved tremendously over the last number of years. He's coming in to this week, you know, of course, off the win at the Players' Championship just last month. And this is a dude who has improved at Augusta National every single time he's teed it up. He's gone from, you know, 30th to 20th to 15th to 12th to 4th, I believe, in November. He surrounded himself during practice days with some experienced guys. He usually plays with Tiger Woods, usually plays with Fred Couples. So you combine sort of that experience, the momentum from winning the Players, and, you know, the last 5 years of continual improvement at Augusta National. And I think Justin Thomas is kind of the unignorable guy for this week in terms of who I think will probably win the green jacket.
Yeah, he's my pick. I was going through a Masters pool yesterday. Dan Riccio from our station has a Masters pool, and I was making my picks, and you had to make 8 picks. And, man, I actually did way too much research. I was learning about how John Rahm is a new father, and I'm like, how much sleep did he get on his way over? Like, is he going to be inspired by that or too tired by that? Justin Thomas was just an obvious pick for me. I wanted to pick one Canadian, and I picked Corey Connors. For me, that was just the obvious pick. You know, Mike Weir is also in the field, but he would be some sort of Cinderella to pull it off. Mackenzie Hughes just hasn't been playing as well as Corey Connors. He had that good run that got him into the Tour Championship, Mackenzie Hughes. But Corey Connors, is he the guy with the best chance, and what chance does he really have to win?
Yeah, and hopefully the winner of that Masters pool wins an espresso machine from Dan. But I think the reason why Corey is playing so well is the exact same reason, or has a good chance at the Masters, is for the exact same reason as Justin Thomas. I mean, this guy's ball striking is some of the best in the world. His comfort level at Augusta National has improved significantly. You know, Corey told me repeatedly, like, man, there's no hole at Augusta National that scares me. You know, I work the ball right to left. I got a lot of comfort there. You know, I keep learning every single time I'm around that place. So I feel good about myself at Augusta National. So I like that a lot. And this is a guy whose putting was horrific, and he'll be the first person to tell you that. You know, 200th on tour a couple years ago, but he's moved all the way up to 75th on tour so far this season. So a lot of hard work. He switched to left hand low, and I think that's definitely going to be something to watch this week. Now, as I say that, I did see that Corey made a bogey on the first hole, and he missed a putt from like 9 feet. So, you know, it's still Augusta National. You still have to be top of your game. So he'll probably, you know, have to dig himself out of a bit of a rut there, making a bogey on one. But out of the three Canadian guys, I would agree, Corey's probably got the best chance of all of them to make a little noise this week.
Well, Adam, you're going to have to come back on the show another time, because there's a bunch of topics that we didn't have time to get into. No majors for Rory since 2014. I actually had him on my list. I had him on my list, and then I was like, nope. 2000. That's a long time for Rory McIlroy. Poor Westwood. He's one of my favorites. And, you know, he's played well in the last month or so, but I don't know if he's ever going to win a major. Probably not. But maybe we'll chat about all that another time. Enjoy the tournament, Adam, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.